Let's go to the United States. Our correspondent is Jimena Bustillo. She is with us now. She is with NPR Politics, and is a politics reporter based in Washington, D.C. Thanks again for your time, Jimena. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Extremely strange goings-on, really. The Trump rally, if you like, at Waco, and what was said, at least what we've seen of it reported here, quite something else. And how is it being interpreted, I guess, in the context of his legal woes at the moment?
Right. So, as some catch up, there are currently 4 criminal investigations that the former president is facing that are very much on the front burner, even as the former president is trying to seek this re-election. And, you know, this includes a hush money case involving a payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels to cover up an alleged affair that he denies. It includes one in Georgia looking at his role in pressuring election officials after the 2020 presidential election, and 2 other federal cases. And so these continue to come up over and over again, even as he is now on the new campaign trail. We heard in Waco, Texas, some claims about him winning the election, even though we know that that is not what happened. And he made other claims about relationships with China, about immigration, about inflation, his own record in these areas as well. So there definitely, it continues to be almost this fact check relationship with the former president, where when he said something, people are double checking to make sure if it's true, if it's not. But he definitely has a lot to kind of handle and also put to bed if he wants to have another successful campaign.
There were criticisms of some of what he said at that rally and has said previously, particularly with respect to senior figures involved in investigations against him. And again, what is the response from various quarters within the United States to the tenor and tone of what he's been saying?
Mm-hmm. So it definitely does put the Republican Party in a very particular position where there really does need to be the decision of if they are going to align with the former president or not. And that can set the stage for upcoming candidates. We know that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is potentially looking at a bid in the coming months. He's been rumored to be a Republican nominee hopeful. But, you know, he does have to also toe that line between how much do you align yourself with what the former president is saying or the behavior that he is putting up to example versus separating yourself completely and being able to bring in that independent moderate audience or those Republicans that have turned away from Donald Trump. At the same time, though, the former president has almost set some sort of a standard for what it means to be conservative in many parts of America and in many conservative states. And so there is that decision that needs to be made of, is that still going to be the standard? And that's probably going to be one of the larger questions going into the election.
All right. The claim that he was going to be arrested this week didn't happen, but I did see a legal representative for him suggesting that, you know, some kind of conversations are going on. Is there any update publicly about what's going to happen, if anything, and when?
There is currently no update. You're right. He made these claims that he was going to be arrested last Tuesday. Tuesday came and went. He was never arrested. His current lawyer went on one of the Sunday shows, NBC's Meet the Press, to say that these claims were not made up and that instead the former president was reacting towards what he called leaks coming out of the New York District Attorney's office. And so he assumed that based on those leaks, that's what was going to happen. However, again, like, this is another example of, you know, Trump kind of coming out and making these claims. You know, we did see a similar thing. He did come out and make a claim about the raid in Mar-a-Lago, and then that did actually happen. So, you know, it does have these cases against him. I'm sure he is familiar with what the goings-on of those are. But the fact is, he has not been arrested yet. There has not been an indictment. That doesn't mean that there won't be, but as of right now, there just isn't.
Now, President Biden has put himself in the been found himself in the situation of far too many predecessors, which is trying to give comfort to grieving families over another shooting, another school shooting that has just occurred. This is in Nashville.
Yes, and this is new and is currently developing, so there could be updates as I'm even just kind of talking about this right now. But this morning, there was a 28-year-old Nashville, Tennessee woman that opened fire at a private Christian school that is kindergarten through sixth grade. And she killed three students and three adult staff members, and then was then later fatally shot by police. This just happened this morning. President Biden was able to react to the event earlier this afternoon. You know, he called it heartbreaking and he, you know, acknowledged that this is a family's worst nightmare. And then he turned to his regular policy calls. And he asked for Congress to ban assault weapons and, you know, made the point to note that the shooter has been reported to allegedly have two AK-47s and a pistol on her person during the event. And so that's one thing he's, you know, always gone after is the call for Congress to ban assault weapons. However, that is a really tall ask. The political appetite for an assault weapons ban just simply isn't there.
He's just been in Canada. There's been a new announcement relating to immigration.
Yes, and this comes right after he spent a couple of days visiting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over in Canada, where they both agreed that they would make updates to an agreement. And the agreement currently says that both countries can turn folks that are migrating in to either country back if they've requested asylum at official crossing points along the border. But there's this thing that often gets called the loophole in which that makes it so that people who cross the border between official entry points can claim asylum. So there's a new change that's taking effect that expands the agreement. So now Canada and the U.S. can turn everyone back to Canada or the U.S. whenever they are, wherever it is that they arrive first. And this comes on the back of Biden making it harder for migrants to seek asylum in the United States. And of course, a lot of this has to do with politics. He is, we're assuming maybe he's preparing for a 2024 campaign run, and immigration is always a vulnerable issue politically, and it's a top issue for Republicans and Democrats every single time.
Thank you very, very much. That's Jimena Busio, who is with NPR based in Washington, D.C.